Today's top 10 headlines in 1 minute. The 10 in 1.
North and South Korea vow to rid the peninsula of nuclear weapons during their historic summit in South Korea. The two countries have also agreed to have South Korea's president visit Pyongyang sometime this fall. Bill Cosby's spokesman says he's confident he did nothing wrong a day after being found guilty of aggravated indecent assault. Women's advocates are calling Cosby's conviction a turning point in the Me Too movement. NBC's Tom Brokaw is denying a sexual misconduct claim made by a former correspondent. Teachers in Arizona and Colorado rally at their state capitals for a second day. The European Union says it'll send observers to Zimbabwe's upcoming elections after an invitation from the country's new president. U.S. economic growth slowed to a 2.3% pace in the first quarter. Swedish band ABBA says it's recorded two new songs, and Britain's new prince has been named Louis Arthur Charles. For the AP, I'm Jennifer O'Neill with Rivet.